everybody. This is Gary Kay, and of course, you are listening to my Rants and Raves podcast. We've got Infocom a little less than 7 weeks away, and so we're going to do a lot of talking to manufacturers and movers and shakers, as they might be called in the industry. Big guys, small guys, all different size companies, and also some of the attendees that will be going to the show over the next 7 weeks. And I'm joined today by a special guest. He is the founder and owner of Gearbox, John Adams. How are you doing, John?
Great. Good to hear from you.
Good to hear from you, too. Gearbox Pro, as they're probably known by most of you, is located in Ontario, Canada. And you've had the company about a little under 15 years, but you've gone to Infocom a number of times, haven't you?
Yes, I have. We've been there six times,
and really kind of how our relationship started is very new. I sent out an email last week to a bunch of the industry manufacturers asking them to stop participating in the pay-for-play awards program, and basically the best way to describe it is the majority of the awards programs in the commercial AV industry and the high-end residential AV industry, you have to pay a fee to be nominated for an award. And the problem I see with that is, number one, it limits the field of participants in any award program to those who pay the fee, which means that you're going to have the richest companies rewarded the most because they're the ones that can enter their products the most. And in your case, you're a small manufacturer, John. You responded with agreeing with my post because it is expensive for you, even though maybe only $200, $300, $400, $500 to enter. That makes a difference because you have a very limited marketing budget, and that's kind of how our discussion got started. And I assume that you still agree with that point of view.
Yeah, I actually thought it was very odd, the whole process, because it always it portrays as though, you know, as long as you're willing to pay up money, you're going to get a possibility of getting an award. And I was like, that didn't even make any sense to me. It's like, an award should be based on the merits of the product, not whether or not you paid out money to get an opportunity to get an award. It seemed very backwards to me.
Yeah, and in fact, a few manufacturers responded that they've won awards in the past from not just industry publications, but even bigger publications outside the industry, like, you know, some of the like business journal type publications, where they've won an award and they were told they can't actually promote the award until they pay the fee to enter the award because they had not originally paid it. So it is kind of ridiculous, and we need to get rid of it in our industry, because what it does is it means that small companies can't get discovered through these awards programs. And a company like yours is a good example of that. So if you haven't ever heard of Gearbox or aren't using Gearbox, you should check them out at gearboxpro.com. John, so 15 years ago when you had the idea for this company, where did it come from? What were you doing? What were you thinking? And why'd you do it?
Basically, I'd been in the industry doing, you know, regional touring and doing AV setups, and I saw all these different companies, audio companies, building small custom-built boxes to split, you know, NL8 and NL4 connectors to do little breakout boxes, but some of them were as big as a shoebox. And then I saw some other ones with Soka connectors, and I thought, why are they using Soka, you know, for breaking out speaker connectors? And it's because that's what everybody, that the connector that was available for the day. But we created a product called CableCube, and we built it very compact, that it's about the size of a DI box when it sits on the stage, so it really disappears, you know, in the wiring of the stage, but it basically allows you to truncate or, you know, gather your cables into one NLA cable and break them out on the stage to make cleaner staging. And when I looked at what everybody else was doing and how painful it was for them to build it, and then realizing that some of them were built by lower level techs that didn't understand the value of polarity with audio speakers, and people were setting up stuff and, you know, they'd be discovering, oh, we got a problem, those speakers are out of polarity. So we figured out how to actually not only guarantee the polarity of the box, but also when they're gaff taping their boxes to a truss or the rigging behind speakers, sometimes the gaff tape would tear, and it's actually a hazard. So we integrated a fly track in the side of the box where you can use a standard rigging clip that you'd use on a speaker cabinet and a small sling, and then it's not going to fall out of the sky and kill somebody.
Yeah, and in fact, you have a great visual on your website of a car running over one of these, or truck running over one of these boxes, because they're very ruggedized. Again, it's gearboxpro.com. And so how have you done? I mean, you're a small company in our industry. You've been to Infocom 6 times. In the live rental staging world, you seem like a great little accessory that should be in everyone's kit. How successful have you been, and have you expanded that product line?
Well, we've actually expanded to do power distribution as well with PowerCons and the new True One PowerCon because the Cable Cube was so popular. We've built stuff for Disney. We've done stuff with Cirque du Soleil. We're doing stuff with Broadway. Our new Mars product is being used by Bryan Adams on tour. I'm pretty thrilled with, you know, the big players that have recognized that we're building not only a good product, but something that's withstanding, you know, the touring industry. Rat Sound, John Monson told me that, he said, I can't believe it. He says, usually, you know, small stuff like this comes back off tour and it's trashed, and we got to buy new stuff. He said, you don't want to know how many tours, he says, that this has been out on. It looks as good as when it went out in the first place. And he's like, maybe you shouldn't build it so good. And we both kind of chuckled.
Yeah, so you could sell more. And we
also developed a connector because we got tired of the risk of, and people said to us, you know, like, we shouldn't be using Soka for speaker distribution. So our recent creative bent was that we designed a new connector to solve that problem. And we're looking to release that in the next month.
And is that something that you'll show at Infocom, or are you going to even go to Infocom this year?
Well, that's the challenge, is that, you know, after spending, you know, over $100,000 going to Infocom and the rates just keep going up, you know, the challenge is, can we, you know, continue to afford to pay out and pay out and pay out? When I thought Infocom, at least what I recall, is that Infocom was an opportunity for smaller companies to show their creative stuff, and now it's only those who have enough money can go and show their stuff.
Well, this is a good opportunity for me to tell you about something called the Innovation Pavilion that Infocom has that you may not know about, and that's new. And companies that are either new companies or companies that are small companies that are launching something totally new can participate in the Innovation Pavilion. It's something that has not been shown before, or something that's brand new that is not a copy of someone else's product. So it's an innovative product. That's a new thing that Infocom has. It's a couple of $1,000s, includes everything, includes the booth, includes the power, includes the promotion of it. And all these companies are together in one little pavilion, and they give an award out for the most innovative product at the show. So that's something new that they've done. They started it last year, I believe. And so I think this year is the second year of the innovation pavilion. It might be the third year, but I'm pretty sure it's the second. And that's something you might want to look into. Of course, the information on that's available at infocomshow.org. And I bet, John, you probably didn't know about the Innovation Pavilion, did you?
No, I stopped 2 years ago. I stopped going. Couldn't afford to go.
I think that this will make it where you can afford to go. And this is a good sort of information for small companies out there, or an individual who, like John did 15 years ago, had a great idea for a new product. This is a good opportunity for you to learn about something new, because they do. Like, you could take your new product that you're just launching, or even your Mars product, I think would be interesting for an innovation pavilion like that, because, like I said, your products are the kind of products that every staging company should have in their kit that they're using all the time, and you've done some pretty innovative things, especially with your new power cube product. I was looking at that before our call today. I don't know that anybody has something like that's specifically designed for the staging or live event market.
Have things, but they're in a tin box and they're not riggable, if you know what I'm saying. You can't fly it over somebody's head.
Yeah, you got some really neat products. It's gearboxpro.com. And, John, I appreciate you joining me today. I hope that this helps you get some exposure. I hope that you will follow up today with Infocom to make sure that you participate in the Innovation Pavilion, whether it's this year or next year. There's still time this year, I'm sure, but next year, hopefully, and hopefully this podcast will help get some exposure, because we'll put this also in our rental staging publication so that people know that you're out there and what you do. And I appreciate your time today. Thank you very much, John. I appreciate it.
That's great. Thanks for the call.
Thank you.